Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, clogged sinks are a part of life, and in my house, it's the kitchen sink that tends to clog the most often.
And that's not all that unusual. With all that food prep and scraps, even a sink with a disposer can get clogged. But if that happens to you, learning the right way to clear it will make the job go easier and prevent damage to the pipes and the plumbing equipment. Here to give us the proper steps to clear that clog is Richard Terthui, the plumbing and heating contractor from TV's This Old House. Welcome, Richard.
Hey, guys.
You've probably cleared more drains than you can possibly ever hope to count, too.
Yeah, I'm always big right after Thanksgiving.
Now, why would a kitchen sink, even one that's equipped with a garbage disposer, still have a clogged drain problem?
Well, I mean, the disposer is doing its job. It's taking foodstuffs and grinding it up. And so if it grinds it up well enough, it should go down the drain. But it's also a function of the condition of that drain pipe on the discharge side. We see kitchen sinks that have, the pipes have sagged. And so, it's going to clog in that horizontal pipe that should be pitched.
So part of the solution here is making sure that the plumbing drain system itself does not have any of the built-in obstructions that sometimes we see. I mean, the angular connections, for example.
Yeah. Underneath your kitchen sink, the type of drain pipes that are under there are usually called tubular. And they come together with a compression nut that you tighten up, and there's a gasket in there. But there's all sorts of little baffles that are in the tees, and they're designed to keep the water from splashing up into the double sink. Well, that also becomes a choke point.
Okay.
So oftentimes it's simplest to just take apart that stuff, clean it all out, and then bring it back together again.
Is there a better material over the plastic fittings that are the tubular parts that you should be using to sort of help things move more efficiently, like brass?
You know, it's funny. I as a licensed plumber, I've always used brass. And more and more now, as we do Ask This Old House, I'm finding that the plastic is easy to work with. It's smooth on the inside. It lasts. It's pretty inert. So I'm being won over to the plastic world.
Now, if you do have a clog in that drain system, is there the first thing that most people do is reach for a plunger? I mean, are there things like that that work, or are you better off just going right under the sink and starting to take things apart where you can physically see what's going on?
Well, if you put a plunger on top of a kitchen sink that has a disposer, you run some risk of trying to drive that food through a very small aperture, which is that grinding wheel inside mm-hmm. of a disposer. So we've heard stories about people pushing so hard that the disposer just sort of explodes off the bottom of the sink.
Wow.
You know, most kitchen sinks have a trap that has a cleanout on it. And so the best way, really, in my opinion, is to get underneath it with a shallow pan, open up that little nut that's on the trap. That's a U-shaped fitting that's under the sink, and that's designed to trap sewer gases so they don't come up and make a smell. And that's usually the place where it clogs.
Are we turning off the water before we tackle
this? We don't really have to, as long as you don't run the water. You know, this is on the drain line only.
Now, what about drain cleaners? I mean, I cringe when I hear people talk about these, but that's usually a really bad way to clear a clog, isn't it?
Drain cleaners only seem to clear the hair off of the plumber's hands. I'm no fan there, so I hope I don't start a lobby against me, but nothing beats a mechanical cleaning of a drain pipe with a snake or some sort of mechanical device. So often, those drain cleaners go down there and they crystallize in there, or they sit there and they become a place where you're going to soften and mm-hmm. eat up the pipes. You could use drain cleaners almost as a maintenance item to sort of keep organic stuff clear in the pipe, but I would never do it in a standing clog that had a whole sink filled with water.
Now, Richard, so many people are accustomed to grabbing a plunger when a sink clogs. Is that still an effective thing to do?
Yeah, it's the first line of defense. Every house should have one. And that is used to try and drive and push pressure down to clear the stoppage. After that, the next thing you go for is a snake, a mechanical device that can drive a cable down through the drain pipe, down through that U-shaped pipe called the trap, and mechanically clear that drain.
Now, is your advice always then, whenever possible, to try to attack this clog right at its source? In other words, get under the cabinets and try to take things apart, identify the clog. If there's any obstructions, put it back together that way?
Yeah, most kitchen sinks, if you look there, you can see that the tubular connections can come apart easily. There's also generally a little clean-out plug at the bottom of that U-shaped bend called the trap. And then you could put a shallow pan under it, open it up, and most of the foodstuffs can come out. And then you could run a snake through it, either downstream or upstream.
Good advice. Richard Trethewey, the plumbing and heating contractor from TV's This Old House. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Great to be here.
All right, you can catch the current season of This Old House and Ask This Old House on PBS. For local listings and a step-by-step video on how you can unclog a drain and even others, visit thisoldhouse.com.